إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد Continue reading from al-Mulakhas fi sharh kitab al-Tawheed li fadilat al-Shaykh al-Walid al-Doktor Salih al-Fawzan hafidhahu Allah ta'ala wa ghafara lahu wa liwalidayhi wa lilmuslimin wa muslimat wa lilmutakallimi wa sami'in wa sami'at babun min al-Shirki iradatu al-insani bi'amalihi al-dunya. This chapter that we start before 2 weeks ago, that is from shirk. It is considered from shirk that a person intends with his actions the dunya, to gain a world for a worldly gain. The Shaykh, he mentioned Shaykh al-Imam al-Mujaddid Muhammad Abdul Wahhab rahimahu ta'ala, as approves the ayat of Surah Hud. Alhamdulillah, we read to you the explanation of the Shaykh hafidhahu Allah ta'ala. قال وفي الصحيح أي في صحيح البخاري عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم تعس عبد الدينار تعس عبد الدرهم تعس عبد الخميصة تعس عبد الخميلة إن أعطي رضي وإن لم يعط سخط تعس وانتكس وإذا شيك فلن تقش طوبى لعبد آخذ بعنان فرسه في سبيل الله أشعث رأسه مغبرة قدماه إن كان في الحراسة كان في الحراسة وإن كان في الساقة كان في الساقة إن استأذن لم يؤذن له وإن شفع لم يشفع. This hadith, that is in Sahih al-Bukhari, that Shaykh al-Islam, al-Imam al-Mujaddid, Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah ta'ala, brought as a proof in this chapter, it is on the authority of Abu Huraira, radiallahu anhu, the noble companion Abu Huraira, radiallahu anhu, who said that the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, تعس عبد الدينار تعس هنا بمعنى هلك destroyed the slave of dinar and the slave is destroyed is the slave of dirham and these are two currencies the dinar it was in gold that's why the ulama they mentioned them in the zakat and others. The dinar is a golden coin, while the dirham was a silver coin. It was made out of silver. So he says, destroyed is the slave of dinar. Destroyed is the slave of dirham. And destroyed the slave of khamisa. Khamisa, thawb khazin, aw sufin mu'allam, kanat min libas al-nas qadima. This is a garment made of silk or wool. People, they used to wear it before, in the old days, in the old time. Likewise, destroyed the, ruined and destroyed the slave of Khamila, a velvet. He is pleased if he's given these things. He's given the dunya. He is pleased. And he is not, if he's not given these things. If he's not given the things of this life, he is displeased. Let such a person perish and relapse. And if he is pierced with a thorn, Let him not find anyone to take it out for him. إذا شيك يعني أصابته شوكة أو شيء. لانتقش لا يقدر على انتقاشها أي أخذها بالمنقاش. المنقاش آلة صغيرة تستعمل like tweezers. He says and if he is pierced by a thorn, let him not find anyone to take it out for him. This is like a, in our time it says a person get what do you call it? Splinter, yeah. Huh? Splinter. Splinter. What usually we use, what, to take it out? Tweezers and the like. Nah. But this person here, this is a dua against this person whose goal is the dunya, that even if he has a splinter, might not find anyone to help him to take it out. In the Prophet ﷺ, he said, Toba. This is the name of Jannah or a tree in the Jannah, as the Shaykh Salah Fawzani mentioned. Toba is for him who holds the reins of his horse to strive for the cause of Allah, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with his hair unkempt and feet covered with dust. If he is appointed in the vanguard, he is perfectly satisfied with his post of guarding. And if he is appointed in the rearward, he accepts his post with satisfaction. If he asks for permission, he is not permitted. Meaning, if he has permission from the people, because of the way he looks and because of his position, بخلاف المترفين المتناعمين, as opposed to those people who care about themselves. And he says, if he asks permission, he is not permitted, and if he intercedes, his intercession is not accepted. قال الشيخ حفظه الله في المعنى الإجمالي للحديث يصور النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في هذا الحديث حالة رجلين أحدهما من طلاب الدنيا والآخر من طلاب الآخرة. He said here the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم strike for us in this hadith the example of two men. The first of them, he seeks the dunya, he's after the dunya. That's his goal. His goal is to seek after this life and the luxury. While the other, his goal is the hereafter. And he does actions that will benefit him in the hereafter. فطالب الدنيا صار عبدا لها يرضى لها ويسخط لها. He said, the one who seeks the dunya and this life became his main concern, main purpose, so much so that he became a slave for it, for the dunya. He is pleased when he gets more of it, and he is displeased when he is not. That becomes his main concern. His joy is in making more of it. And he's displeased when he's not given. And Allah is the one who gives and withholds. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. As opposed to the believer, he takes the means, but he's pleased with what Allah gives him. Because his concern is the hereafter, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وذكر في حق هذا ما هو دعاء بلفظ الخبر تعس وانتكس وإذا شيك فلانتقش. And the Prophet ﷺ, he mentioned this person who wants with his actions and his efforts the dunya, not the hereafter. He focused on this life in instead to focus on the hereafter. So that he's ruined and he's destroyed. Because his main goal is to gather from this dunya, from its gold and from its silver, as I mentioned to you, as the ulama, they mentioned that the dirham and the dinar and the dirham are two currencies. The first one was out of gold, and the other one was out of silver. That's why when you find in the books of the ulama, they say the zakat, they said the nisab of this and this, such and dinar, meaning gold. Or the equivalent of this, such and such in dirham, meaning in silver. And the nisab of gold, as we know, what is it? Who remind us? 85 grams. And the nisab of silver? 595. Now, so he said, this such a man, and we seek refuge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from being such that, قال إذا أصابه شر لم يخرج منه ولم يفلح فلا نال المطلوب ولا خلص من المرهوب. So this person when an evil, when he is afflicted with evil, there is no way out for him to get out. He's not successful. So this person now, he's not getting what he's putting all his efforts for. And he's not, subhanAllah, saved from the threat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that which people are feared. وَصَارَ عَبْدًا لِمَا يَهْوَاهُ مِنْ شَهَوَاتِهِ. And this person, once again, we seek refuge Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from like them. So he became a slave to his desires and his lusts. He became a slave to his lusts and desires, because the slave does what his master tells him to do and order him to do. So this person, whatever his desires and nafs tell him to do, he goes after it. As for the believer, yes, he feels ways, he wants things, but he say, wait, I'm a servant of Allah. I'm not a servant of this dunya. I'm not a servant of money or lusts and desires. I'm supposed to do what pleases to what was pleasing to Allah. And then if he find that what his nafs is calling him to is something that is not permissible, then he knows that he has a fight on his hand. No, he has to struggle now. He's not going to come easy. And as you know, certain people are struggling with certain things, while for others they amazed, they're like, why? Why he has a problem with this? You see, for example, some people struggling with music. MashaAllah, Allah guide him to Islam, he's Salafi, or maybe he was born in a Muslim country and grow up as a Muslim, but they're struggling with music. Other people, music to them is nothing. And when they hear that somebody still fighting, can let music go, they're like, oh, why? It's not a big deal, music? For real? You see? While others, they cannot give up backbiting, that's what they do. Constantly, whenever they are around others, they're talking about others, eating the flesh of others. Other people, they're like, what? Why can't he just guard his tongue and be quiet and don't say anything? So, it's very important for us to remember this. We're human, we live in this life, we're wrong ourselves. But we have to always refer back to what's pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we do things, we don't do it just because it's easy for us to do. Or it's just because other people are doing it. No, we do it because we know that this is what's pleasing to Allah. We do it by choice. Not because people are doing it. No, we learn that this is what's pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we do it. And the things that are not, then we leave it alone. And if we cannot, then we know at least we have a fight now. Not going to do it. Not going to fall into it easy. And if we don't fall into these things, we have to repent to Allah immediately and ask Allah for for forgiveness. هذا العبد لا صلة له بربه يخلصه بسببها مما وقع فيه. So this person here, his main concern is the dunya, and that dunya keep him away from connecting himself with his Lord through actions of worship. He has no connection whatsoever. That's why he has no way out from the troubles or the problems that he get himself into. He has no connections. He doesn't worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as and remember Allah as he should. ثم بين صلى الله عليه وسلم حال عبد الله الصادق الساعي في مراضيه المبتعد عن مساخطه الصابر على مشقة النصب الصابر على مشقة النصب والتعب. وأنه لم يتفرغ للترف ونيل الملذات ولم يتظاهر أمام الناس حتى يعرف لديهم ويكون ذا جاه عندهم لأنه لم يرد بعمله الدنيا ونيل الجاه بل أراد به وجه الله والدار الآخرة فجزاؤه أن له الجنة أو شجرة فيها. The Prophet ﷺ also illustrates for us the characteristics of the true servant of Allah. The true servant of Allah. He is truthful. Who seeks to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and keeps away from whatever conduces to his wrath and make him from those who subject themselves to the punishment of Allah. Such a person, this truthful servant of Allah, patiently endures hardships in this life. When hardship comes to him, he endure it with patience. Because this is one of the things we have to do, to be patient with the qadr of Allah. وَالصَّبْرَ عَلَى الْأَلَهِ. This is the life, this is not the jannah. The jannah, that's when, inshaAllah ta'ala, we get what we want. لا نصب ولا تعب. In the jannah, when there is no hardship, no worries. But this life, yes. Actually, the more a person is firm in his religion, the more he will be tested. أَشَدُّ النَّاسِ بَلَاءً الْأَنْبِيَاء ثُمَّ الْأَمْثَلُ فَالْأَمْثَلُ. SubhanAllah, الْأَنْبِيَاء, they are the best of the creation. But still they are the ones who are more tested than any others, than anyone else. And who come after them? Those who are strong in Iman and faith. They will be tested. So, the true slave of Allah patiently endures hardships in his life and does not devote himself to seeking luxury and satisfying his desires. Rather, such a devout person does not perform any act of worship to attract the people and because he wants to put an impression on them and looking for their admiration and the like, or gain prestige amongst them. So he don't care what the people said about him. Not like a person who's, whatever he does, he look at what the people say, he want to be praised, he want to be mentioned, he likes to hear, man, he's a good brother, he's a good reciter, oh, that's mashallah, he's one of the best. He likes that. No, this person, he care less what the people said about him, good or bad, because he's eyes is on a prize. Alright? He wants to do what's pleasing to Allah. Whatever pleasing Allah, he does it. Regardless of what people said about him or not. And keep in mind, ya ikhwan, the trait of nas ghaya la tudrak. هذا الذي يريد أن يرضي كل الناس وإذا سخط عليه واحد مسكين. This person who wants to be happy with everybody and everybody be happy with him. He wants to be cool, like we say, with everybody. No, he has no problem with anybody. This is not the case. Pleasing everybody, that's impossible. It's not going to happen. So please Allah. Why are you worrying about the people? Please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on top of that, you're not going to please everybody. Not everybody can be pleased with you. If you're upon the sunnah and upon salafiyah, and everybody is happy with you, that's a problem. Because everybody includes Ahlul Bidah. Real wrong. Huh? You're Salafi and you're upon the Sunnah. Tablighis, they say, that's a good brother. That's a problem. How are they going to praise you? Unless they see from you something that, some compromise. But if you tell them, look, man, you're upon batil, after you give them da'wah nicely, and you tell them, you're not from me, I cannot sit with you, we cannot eat on the same table. You have nothing to do with me and you. Well, of course, they're going to say, that's a bad person, man. Well, be aware of him. They're going to start talking bad about you. It doesn't matter to you. But sometimes a person says he's a Salafi, the Pandas Sunnah, Salafiyah, but then he mixes with anybody. Salafis, they said, yeah, he's a good brother. Tablighis, I said, that's a good brother. Ikhwanis, that's a good brother. What is Minhaj? La. Ahlul Bidah, the people of innovation, they hate the people of Sunnah. That's one of their signs. As the ulama, they says, من علامة أهل البدع الوقيعة في أهل الأثر. One of the signs of the people of innovation, that you find them, they talk bad of the people of Sunnah. Because we hate bid'ah and the innovators. We hate innovations, because they are hated and despised in the deen of Allah. And we hate those people who promote innovations. And we don't befriend them. We don't take them as friends, and we spend a lot of time with them. Now, if you read, subhanAllah, with the ulama, their approach with Ahlul Bidah, you see that we got a lot of problems, man. We got a lot to learn. We got a lot to learn. We got a lot to learn. We should hate innovations and hate the innovators, not the laymen. The general folks that they just don't know Masakin. They just go to this masjid because that's close to them. That's different. That's all. Nobody tell them about the sunnah. That's all they grow up seeing. They think that's what it is. But the heads of bid'ah and innovations, those who the proof was established against them, they know the haqq, but they choose to be upon that batil, like the heads of Al-Ikhwan al-Muslimun, and the heads of Haddadiyya, Al-Qutbiyya, Sururiyya, the heads of the Khawarij and the Tablighis and the Sufis. These people, we hate them for the sake of Allah. Not because of their color or what country they come from. We hate them for the sake of Allah, because they oppose the Minhaj al-Salaf. We hate them for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we do not befriend them, or laugh in their faces and spend time with them. The ulama says you run away from them and you warn against them. Innahum yumridu qalbak. Because if you sit with them and listen to them, they make your heart sick. The ulama, Imam Malik rahimahullah, or other than him, a mubtadi' came to him and said, I want to talk to you. He says, no. So, okay, I want to recite to you one ayah. He says, not even a half ayah. Subhanallah. So now Ikhwani come and you're still sitting there talking to him. I want to establish the proof. Imam Malik, he said, not even an ayah. I don't want to hear nothing from you. Go repent to Allah. Be on the haqq and come. I listen to you. You see? So we shouldn't be with these people, Ahlul Bidah, Ahlul Dalal. But once again, the ulama, they mentioned, make a difference between the heads of them and those who they call to these things, and they know the haqq, and those who are not, the laymen. The laymen people, you can approach them in a nice way. Alhamdulillah, he may be your neighbor. Okay? Don't have to go to their masjid and start talking. No, he may be your neighbor. He may be someone that you meet in the marketplace. He may be someone who has a shop that you go and buy your stuff from. Okay? And then you take advantage of this with your kindness and gentleness, because you're adhering to the sunnah of the Prophet. And then you talk to that layman. Now, this kindness, you don't use it with the heads of bid'ah. No, this, you hate them for the sake of Allah. Don't talk to them, stay away from them. But the laymen, you have to be nice and kind to them. And explain, do your part, explain to them the haqq. And that those people they go to and listen to, they are upon batil and falsehood. That's what you have to do, with the kindness, with knowledge, with hikmah. And then, are they going to accept it or not? That's not for you, and that's not for me, and that's not for anyone else. That's for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Na'am. So a believer, a true slave of Allah, he pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He doesn't seek with his actions to please others. They talk to him, talk good about him, or talk good or against him. That doesn't matter. The ulama, they mention that a person, this is a balance you can use to see where do you stand in sincerity and ikhlas. When the statements of the people mean the same to you, whether they praise you or they don't, is the same to you. Now, alhamdulillah, you know that you're doing something good. Not like when a person is praised, mashallah, now he feels pumped. And when he hear one statement against him or one text message, he's down. He's like, oh, no, I'm not going to do this anymore. People are talking bad about me. Are you the first one that people are going to talk bad about? They're still talking about the prophets and the messengers. People, they even talk about Allah, al-iyadu billah, Yahud, and other than them, Allah as-salamu al-afiyah. The Shia, they still at this time, and the Khawarij, and those, and the Ikhwan. Because the Ikhwan are from the Khawarij, the ulama they mentioned now. The Ikhwan and Muslimun from the Khawarij, wa'iyadu billah. And they speak ill about many things. Like the Khawarij of before, they speak ill about the companions. And now you find members of the Ikhwan Muslimun, They have the same approach. Like the one who said to Mercy, when Mercy was elected the president of Egypt a couple years ago, now because he's not, alhamdulillah, and one of his main people, he said to him, be like Abu Bakr and don't be like Uthman. Don't be like Uthman. Because if you be like Uthman, we're going to lose this country and it's going to be destroyed. A'udhu billah. Where they get this from? From their main sheikh. The ignorant one, who is no sheikh when he comes to the deen of Allah, Sayyid Qutb, who his books are filled with these things. Talking bad about the companions, actually about the prophets. He has no manners and no etiquette. The ulama they mentioned from them, Sheikh bin Baz, Sheikh al-Albani, Ibn Uthaymeen, and then he said, this man is ignorant. This man, Sayyid Qutb, who is their main Sheikh for Ikhwan Muslimun. And his books, as the main books, and this man, he, subhanAllah, has a lot of bad things in his books. Shirk wal-iyadu billah, wahdat al-wujud, wahdat al-adiyan. Nas'al Allah as-salamu al-afiyah. Anyway, the Shaykh, he mentioned, hafidhahullah, that such a person, such a faithful servant of Allah, as a reward for his sincerity to Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be admitted, this person will be admitted into paradise, or granted a special tree therein. مناسبة ذكر الحديث في الباب أن فيه ذم العمل لأجل الدنيا ومدح العمل لأجل الآخرة. The relevance of this hadith and the reason Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad Abdul Wahhab رحمه الله تعالى mentioned it in this chapter that doing actions for for dunya, this is an action that is blameworthy. This is blameworthy. While action that does, that the person perform for the hereafter, this is something that is praiseworthy. So whatever actions, ikhwan, we do it for the sake of Allah. That's what's going to be beneficial. You help someone, you give a hand to someone, you do anything, do it for Allah. You're teaching someone, you're helping someone with anything, do it for the sake of Allah. It's not going to be easy, but you have to strive and keep reminding yourself that these actions, man, this is, can't be for the... Even if you're getting some gain, because some people, they teach Quran, teach Arabic, teach here, they have a position, imam of a masjid, da'i, this, that, teacher, who teach Islamic studies or other things, but make sure your intention is to please Allah, because you want to help the people. Even if you get a pay, it shouldn't be the dunya, just, oh, you give me this, I do it. You don't give me, I don't do it. Akhi, we're going to go help this, what's in it for me? You still don't know what's in it for you? Allah raise your levels. He's like, nah, I'm not talking about that, I'm talking about the money. You see? It's okay for a person. This doesn't mean that a person just go ahead and give people stuff for free and nah. He said, look, I can't help you, but mashallah, this is what I do. This is what I do. You know, you see, this is my truck. Yes, this is what I do. I move people or I clean yards. But this is my job. My family need to eat too. Aina. ما يستفاد من الحديث, some of the benefits. Number one, ذم العمل لأجل الدنيا ومدح العمل لأجل الآخرة. The benefits from this hadith. While the hadith censors any deeds intended only for worldly gain, it commends those intended for gaining a reward from Allah in the hereafter. Now, so we should be careful and examine our intentions. What are we doing things? Alhamdulillah, try to do things for Allah, to please Allah, because that's what's going to help us in Yawm al-Qiyamah. Number two, Fadlu al-Tawadu. At-tawadu'. This hadith also highlight one of the great characteristics that the Muslims should adorn themselves with, is modesty. Being modest, the virtue of being modest. Thalithan, fadlul jihadi fi sabilillah. Likewise, this hadith highlights the merit and the virtue of jihad in the sake of Allah. Rabi'an wa akhiran, dhammu at-tarafi wa at-tana'um ومدح الخشونة والرجولة والقوة لأن ذلك مما يعين على الجهاد في سبيل الله. While leading a life of luxury is despised. Manly characteristics, like vigor and sturdiness are highly praised. For such qualities help a Muslim to strive in the cause of Allah. Meaning that the person shouldn't just always take care of themselves, look nice, look clean, and like we say, get down when you need to get down, you know, that's like, where I'm going to sit, sometimes a person, he's like, I cannot go, it's too far, it's knowledge, yaakhi, he's good in it. So a person, subhanAllah, he's like, where, there is no seats, no chairs, sit on the floor. Floor? No way. Easy? Some people, they care about their outside look instead of focus on doing things that are good for them. Now, alhamdulillah, you look nice, you look good, you look clean, but shouldn't be your main concern. Shouldn't be your main concern, barakallahu feekum. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from his true and faithful servants. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us for those who strive towards the hereafter and to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this dunya in our hands, not in our hearts. We take from it that which inshallah ta'ala enable us to stay on the path of Allah and not to be our goal. and we live for it, and whatever we do it for the dunya, but rather we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us from it that which is good for us. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam taslim al-kathira. Anything I said is right, it's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anything that I said, and you find any mistakes, please approach me inshallah ta'ala so we can correct them, because I'm a human, and as you know, I know my level, I got to make mistakes. So I highly appreciate if you find any mistakes and point them out to me inshallah. Jazakumullah khair wa barakallahu fikum.